Five lessons podcasting taught me about my personal growth. What's going on, my friends? Welcome to No Permission Needed. I am your host that loves you the most, Ozeal, and I want to welcome you to our neighborhood. This is the podcast, the place where I'm going to share with you weekly tips, stories, and personal insights, lessons to help you give yourself permission to own your zeal and freedom. This is a personal growth podcast. Candid, casual, fun, and I just want to keep it real with you. I want to just document my personal growth journey with you and just share things with you I normally don't share online. So if this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. And of course, if you're a loyal listener, as always, I appreciate you tuning in every week. Much, much love and respect. So I wanted to talk about something different in today's episode. I want to share with you five lessons podcasting has taught me about my personal growth. And I've been in the podcasting game, close to a decade now. And what's interesting about this space is that I've always loved the idea of having my own show, a place where I can share and build my own community, a place where I can have this opportunity to connect with like-minded people like yourself. I've just been a part of this online space for quite some time. And even prior to podcasting, you know, I was always playing around with this idea of having this show. I remember being a part of an online internet radio show called Infuse Radio. Shout out to my boy Oscar and the Infuse Radio crew. I remember also doing interviewing and creating video content centered around me interviewing artists and business owners here in Houston called Indie Loop. Shout out to Indie Loop. And, you know, I've interviewed people at live events. So I've always done interviewing. I've always done some form of podcasting. I remember growing up, and I think this was maybe I was in my early teens, having this show. My best friend and I, Russell Guess. Russell, if you're listening to this, this is going to bring you back childhood memories. And we would watch MTV. And we watch Yo MTV Raps and just the music video shows. And we would act like we were, you know, the host. We would do commentary and we would record it in a hand recorder. And we would have so much fun. We would laugh. And I wish I could find, and I'm sure there's somewhere in the attic, I wish I could find the tapes where we were just wilding out, having a great time, you know, acting like we were a radio show host and interviewing people. We had so much fun. So podcasting, it's deeply rooted in my past, and it's been an amazing journey up to this point, learning it, watching it evolve. I remember when I first started podcasting, even when I started the first rendition of No Permission Needed, this was probably back in 2012. And, you know, people, you had to convince people like, you know, this is a thing and this is what a podcast is and this is how you can download an episode. You really had to educate people. And now it's evolved and it's just massive. I mean, so many, you know, celebrities and major corporations and B2B companies, SaaS companies, you name it, people are launching podcasts left and right. So as someone who's dedicated to this space, as a podcast coach myself, I am just so excited about where this space is going. And I've just been having a great time, you know, relaunching this podcast, going in the self, you know, improvement route and sharing my journey with you. It's just been pretty freaking awesome. So, and by the way, if you are interested in launching your own podcast, I do, as I mentioned, do coaching. You can always shoot me an email at ozeal@ozeal.net and we can set up a call where I can help you step by step on how to launch your very own podcast. A little side note there, but let's get back to the episode. Listen, I wanted to share with you five lessons because I think people don't look at podcasting. They look at it as like, oh, it's just a show. You put it out there and it's just a form of content marketing. And it is. But podcasting has just taught me so much about myself. A few days ago, I was really reflecting on like, you know, what are some of the lessons that and some of the skill sets that I've learned with podcasting. And, you know, this actually happened recently. I was interviewed and somebody asked me like, what has podcasting taught you about yourself? And I was like, man, you know what? That question inspired me so much that I was like, I'm going to record my thoughts on a podcast episode and share it with you today. So here are five things that podcasting has taught me about my personal growth and as a creative entrepreneur. Number one, podcasting has taught me the art of mastering repetition. Now, we all know that it's important to be consistent. There's power in consistency, right? The more consistent you are, the better you become at the thing. You become a better craftsman or woman, an artist. You develop the skill set in that discipline, in that repetition. So being consistent with the podcast, and there are times where I'm like, man, it's getting away. I need to record a podcast. And then I'll just batch record some podcasts. But every single time, it's like already instilled in me that habit of like, okay, I got to show up for my people on Monday. Like I will never go unannounced unless unfortunately something happens, but I will never go unannounced and not share with you a new podcast episode. That's not going to happen. I believe in repetition. I believe in discipline. And I believe that I have a responsibility to show up to you, to be able for you to plug into and to give you a Monday dosage of inspiration and whatever this podcast brings into your life. That is my commitment. That is why I'm so consistent. And podcasting has helped me develop that consistent muscle, that art of repetition. And I can't let it down. I can't let you down. Just staying with that consistent schedule has really helped me in my personal growth because that's translated into other aspects, my fitness, my nutrition, and other areas of my life. So the art of mastering repetition. The second one, number two, is the art of communication. Now, I feel like this is such an underrated skill set that a lot of podcasters don't talk about. One of the things that podcasting has taught me is learning how to articulate and just convey my message clearly and develop new analogies, new angles on how to approach a subject matter. There are times where I press record and I'll have some bullet points of what I want to talk about. But as you can tell, as you can listen to, I really kind of freestyle. I press record and speak my truth. And some podcast peers will say, are you supposed to be editing? And hopefully I don't ramble too much. And I'm being mindful of how concise, that's another skill set, I can be in conveying and delivering my message to you. But for the most part, this is a platform where I'm just free flowing and I'm just sharing with you. And this has really helped me communicate better. You know, if you want to communicate more effectively, start a podcast. Get behind the microphone. You'll be surprised some of the things that will come out of your mind, that will come out of your mouth. And you're able to, every single time, by showing up through repetition, you'll be able to discover new ways to approach that idea, that subject. And it just helps you become an effective communicator. I'm able to go to networking events. I'm able to go speak in front of people and just have a conversation and deliver a message. And I think that confidence comes from being behind the mic. So it's really been a major, major skill set and a resource as in becoming a better communicator. And it's helped me in my personal growth. It really has. And just be more confident in the way I speak. Number three is the art of active listening. Another underrated skill set. When you're having a conversation with somebody, sometimes, you know, especially with, you're having a conversation, maybe you're at a bar, networking event, and you could tell when somebody's not really present. On podcasting, obviously, you're active listening. You're listening to your guests, but I can turn it on also when I'm out at networking events or at other places where I am listening to somebody share something with me, and I'm active listening. Like, it allows me to really dial in, lock into the conversation. Rather than just like, yeah, oh, okay, cool. All right, on to the next. Like, if I'm having a conversation with you, I'm going to be locked in. I'm going to listen. And you can tell like a great podcaster from an amateur podcaster. And if you hear them interview somebody, you can tell they're not actively listening. You know, they're going on to the next question. They're not, it's just a very robotic, systematic interview. They're not really engaging in a conversation. And I think that's one of the major attractions of podcasting is that it's raw, it's candid, it's just a conversation. That's all. You'll get better at listening if you get behind the mic and interview people. Trust me. So the art of active listening. Number four is the art of conversation. conversation rules the nation. Yes, indeed. I've been able to conduct over 500 plus interviews in my day as a podcaster. And this has helped me learn how to become a better interviewer. It's helped me become better at having conversations. And it's really helped me all in all just being, again, an effective communicator and just having this back and forth conversation with people. There's times where I will go to a networking event and I'll feel a little, you know, I could be very introverted at times and I'll feel a little awkward and sparking a conversation with a complete stranger. Yes, even me. And then I turn on the podcasting switch and I'm like, look, just have a conversation. That happened to me not too long ago where I didn't know what to say at somebody at a bar a while back. And I was like, wait a minute, you interview people for a living. Turn on the switch, Mr. Podcaster, and just have a conversation. And that's exactly what I did. It ended up being the best conversation ever. Podcasting has really taught me how to become better at having a conversation with people. And it's a skill set that's underrated. And you will discover that when you interview people, you have better conversations in your everyday life. Number five, last but not least, the art of clarity. There's something about speaking into a mic that has helped me gain clarity on some of the lessons I've learned. I know every Monday when I publish an episode and when I'm recording them, I share something that I'm like, wow, this is really interesting. Like I never thought about it this way. And it's therapeutic, but it's like I'm speaking, but I'm also clearing things up. I'm discovering as I speak through the words that come out of my mouth. It's crazy. Like if you're a podcaster, you understand where I'm coming from. Especially if like you do solo shows, like what I've been doing, you really start leaning in and there's this different level of rawness and truth that comes out of you. And even though I'm like in a closet doing this interview, doing this podcast, and I imagine you in front of me and I imagine like there's people there like watching me and I'm just flowing. And I don't edit, as you know, I just flow. So when you're capturing, you're listening to this, just know it's just one take and whatever comes out, comes out. And there's something beautiful about improvising and just speaking your truth. And that's one of the things that I've discovered about doing the solo podcast episode format versus what I've done the interviews. I love the interviews and I'm going to get back to doing that soon. But there's something about just getting behind the microphone, my mic and my truth. You're in front of me listening to this and I'm just letting go. And it helps me become clear on my ideas, my philosophies, and what I want to convey out to the world. So the art of clarity, it has taught me a lot about myself as a person, as I grow through this journey, and as a leader, as a content creator, as somebody who's trying to make a positive impact on the world. The art of clarity. So those are my five lessons. I'm pretty sure I can go off and name a few more. Podcasting has been great to me. I love everything about it. And through this creative realm, I've learned so much about myself as a creative, but also as just a human being on this personal growth journey. And if you are, again, interested and you really want to lean into your voice, if you want to find your voice, there's no better way than to start a podcast. Seriously, podcasting, it's going to help you. Even if you don't worry, even if you don't have an audience, just do it just to practice your communication. And again, all the things that I've listed. And after 50 episodes, you'll quickly discover new aspects, new skill sets. You'll develop so much as a person and as a content creator. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Please share it with your friends on social media. Tag me at RealOzeal. And of course, open for Apple and Spotify reviews anytime. Hit me up. Please be sure to follow the podcast. When you hit that follow button, it helps the podcast grow. And on the back end, it gets marketed to other people. So those follows do matter. So please be sure to follow. And of course, you get to stay updated on all the latest episodes. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time, peace, one love, and remember to always give yourself permission to own your zeal and freedom.